Our gracious Heavenly Father, we stand in your presence by means of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit, thankful for the privilege and the opportunity that is ours to worship you. May the Holy Spirit take the hour and use it as it pleases thee. Strip away foolishness and ignorance from what is said, but open our hearts to that which is truth. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Once again, I'd like to read for our text this evening the third chapter of 2 Timothy. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We began a few weeks ago a new series on basic Bible doctrine. And as I pointed out, this series will be essentially a tripart series dealing with the Bible, with God, and with man. And at the present time in our study, we're still looking at the Bible. You will remember I pointed out to you that we must begin someplace. If we were to ask enough questions, we will eventually come to a question we cannot answer. And I tried to make it as clear as I know how to do that every human who's willing to go back far enough must make a leap of faith. I am constrained to believe that one of two major possibilities exist. One is that there is eternal mass and energy with no intelligence behind it. And the other is that there is eternal mass energy relationships with an intelligence behind it. Modern science has attempted in every way to suggest that science is the ultimate answer. And yet one thing that is absolutely clear, that science cannot answer the ultimate question.